Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Justice Department has filed a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri. The suit accusing the city, its police department, and prosecuting attorney of engaging in a pattern of conduct, including discrimination. At a news conference in Washington today, Attorney General Loretta Lynch laid out the DOJ's case.
These violations were not only egregious, they were routine. They were encouraged by the city in the interest of raising revenue. They were driven, at least in part, by racial bias, and they occurred disproportionately against African-American residents of Ferguson. And they were profoundly and fundamentally unconstitutional.
The suit centers around the 2014 police shooting of an 18-year-old black man. Ferguson officials had appeared ready to reach a deal to overhaul the city's criminal justice system, but that was rejected by city leaders concerned about the cost. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is back on the campaign trail despite coming in fifth place in New Hampshire. NPR's Sarah McCammon says he's looking ahead to South Carolina, which holds the next Republican presidential primary February 20th.
After his surprisingly strong showing in Iowa, many observers expected the GOP establishment to coalesce behind Marco Rubio. But he flailed in last weekend's debate and came up short in New Hampshire. In a crowded hotel ballroom in South Carolina, Rubio said he's pressing on.
You know, it didn't work out for us very well, at least the way we wanted to. We wanted to do a lot better. But here's the good news. We got a game coming up.
In Myrtle Beach, Texas Senator Ted Cruz told supporters he believes the race is now down to him and Donald Trump. Ohio Governor John Kasich, who finished second to Trump in New Hampshire, is also making a big push in South Carolina this week. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Spartanburg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill today heard from public health officials studying the Zika virus. As NPR's Ray Ellen Bushell reports, at issue is the Obama administration's request for nearly $2 billion to fight the virus.
Puerto Rico is one big reason why the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is hoping Congress will come through with the funding. 22 cases have been reported there. Here's CDC Director Tom Frieden speaking to members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
We will likely see significant numbers of cases in Puerto Rico and other U.S. territories where there may be intensive spread of Zika.
Dengue, a virus carried by the same mosquito as Zika, spread across the territory in a matter of months in 2014. Frieden says studies are going on there now to test which indoor insecticide sprays are most effective at keeping mosquitoes out of people's homes. Ray Ellen Bischel, NPR News.
The National Retail Federation, a major industry trade group, is out with its 2016 forecast. The group says it expects retail spending this year to grow by 3.1%. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 99 points to 15,914. The Nasdaq closed up 14 points. The S&P was down a fraction. This is NPR. The Senate has overwhelmingly voted to broaden current sanctions against North Korea. That vote coming on the heels of the recent rocket launch by the country and a nuclear test. Senators set aside their partisan differences in approving a bill designed to hamper North Korea's ability to finance the development of nuclear warheads and long-range missiles needed to deliver them. North Korea Sunday launched a long-range rocket carrying a satellite. Even though the current Broadway season is just half finished, two big projects for next season have just been announced. Jeff London has more.
Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird is getting a stage adaptation by Aaron Sorkin, who's best known as the creator of the television series The West Wing and won an Academy Award for his screenplay for The Social Network. The play, set in the racially charged Alabama of the 1930s, will open sometime in the 2017-18 season. Disney announced that its animated film phenomenon, Frozen, will arrive on Broadway in the spring of 2018. It's being adapted by the movie's writers and will, of course, feature this Academy Award-winning song.
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The fast food chain apparently isn't changing its name to Hot Dog King, but Burger King says it plans to begin offering hot dogs at all 7,100 of its U.S. restaurants starting later this month. Burger King says it reached the decision after testing the idea in a number of cities. By putting hot dogs on the menu, Burger King is trying to position itself against McDonald's and Wendy's. I'm Jack Spear, NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.